It's good having the list in front of you because you can see why. James McDonald, he works for one of the wealthiest men in the world, and I think he clocked off after he trained a few Group 1 winners through the carnival. The jockeys, James McDonald, Hugh Bowman, they take their holidays. Trainers don't get that opportunity to take the holidays. Tommy Berries, he's always a hard worker, probably deserved a few more points than James and Hugh. Kieran won the Melbourne Cup, I think, again this year. He obviously was on holiday as well. And down below, there's plenty there that deserve to have more than those leading jockeys at least.
So Chrissy Wallace sticking it up the jockeys last night.
Oh, yeah, good.
This was at the New South Wales Racing Night of Champions held at Royal Randwick. And here we go, a little bit of a laugh. I seem to remember Chris Waller having a little holiday where he ended up in a carriage with the Queen.
That's not a holiday. He's over there representing Australia.
He fed a Jats cracker.
He what?
To a corgi.
Did he?
Half a Jats cracker.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know whether it was Jats, but it was a cracker. Adam Pengelly joins us. I tell the truth, Adam. Good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Roy. You do tell the truth, TK. And don't forget that the Queen broke that cracker on her dress, Chris was telling us.
And the crumbs went on her dress.
And then she changed before she went to the royal carriage.
Right. I thought that only happened in America.
And we should tell Loz, too, that
Whiskey.
Chris was the first bloke to get offered a drink, right?
Offered a what?
A drink in the room with the lunch. And he thought, well, I better not have one because, you know, everyone, yeah, the Queen won't have one. And, you know, I don't want to be seen as an Aussie drunk or a Kiwi drunk. Anyway, he goes, no. And he goes, everyone else, including the Queen, was on the drink. Well, not on the drink, but had a drink.
Having a drink. A Pimm's.
It wasn't a Pimm's. I think it would have been a pretty good bottle of red, I reckon. Hi, Adam. Sorry.
Yeah, I reckon he would have. He did say that he settled the nerves a little bit later in the afternoon, didn't he, TK, when he got to the racetrack? I think he was a nervous wreck for most of the day. But, such a great experience, isn't it, to be able to break bread with the Queen and then travel down the straight Royal Ascot in the Royal Carriage. He's done it all this year.
Hey, Adam, he's won his ninth straight Bart Cummings medal, and he won the TJ Smith medal for the Trainers Premiership. And TJ won it, what, 32 times or something like that. Yeah. In the foreseeable future, who challenges Chris?
Oh, jeez.
In the immediate future, Laurie?
Yeah.
No one. Yeah. That's the bottom line. It will all come down to how long Chris wants to train for, to be honest. Like, the way his stable is going at the moment, he's such a powerhouse in Sydney and New South Wales. He'll keep winning these trainers' premierships for as long as he wants to, in my opinion. James Cummings in Godolphin's obviously doing a really good job, but I can't see them having the firepower to beat Chris in a trainers' premiership anytime soon. I don't know what Chris's plans are for training into the future, how long he wants to get going. He's a very intense and hardworking guy. He might get to the point in, I don't know, I'm just surmising here, 10 or 15 years and say he's had enough. But he will keep winning these trainers' premierships, these Bart Cummings medals, for as long as he wants to, basically.
Has Gay got an Epsom horse stepping out?
Just ask her, TK. She does. Of course she does. Mr. Songman resuming it on the Kensington track there tomorrow. You know it springs around the corner when Gay's saying, I've got a horse that's going to win the Epsom. I've got a horse that's going to win the Caulfield Cup. And she's penciled in Mr. Songman as an Epsom horse this year. He's a pretty smart horse. Got some good form around some horses like Kafferjack and Deprive, who was a pretty smart sprinter for Godolphin. And Gay's kicking him off in an 1,100-metre race to close off the card there on the Kensington track there tomorrow. Oh, he's obviously a winning chance. I think he's probably maybe a tad short in early markets, given it's a race over 1,100 metres. But he's a promising, promising horse. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him end up in a Group 1 later in his campaign. Just want to see how he goes through his grades first. But, Gay's full of enthusiasm and confidence about Mr. Songman.
You got some news on the Cox Plate?
Yeah, the Moonee Valley Racing Club, Laurie, have announced they're going to add another race to that list of races will gain automatic qualification and be eligible for that $2 million bonus. That will be the Judmont International at York next Wednesday, I believe it is. So keep an eye out for the winner of that race. They'll be eligible and get an all-expenses-paid ticket to the Cox Plate if they want to come down. And if they can come down to Melbourne and win that Cox Plate, they'll pick up that $2 million bonus, joining the Takarazuka Kinnan from Japan as one of the races that's eligible for that big purse.
What about, we're actually racing on the Kenzo track, a Saturday meeting on the Kenzo track. We don't have many of them. Have you found a winner?
Yeah, hopefully, TK. Race 2, number 5, Wimla, speaking of Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. I thought she was pretty good last week, and she meets a fairly similar field, I would have thought. Connemara's obviously going to be hard to beat. She's just finding one better most times she goes around. So I thought Wimla on the quick backup was running a pretty nice race. Around that $5, I think, is a pretty decent price. So Race 2, number 5, Wimla, my best bet on the program.
Good on you, mate. Good luck with that.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your weekend.